This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And it'd be like seven.
It's Mike Schoeb.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung. Only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man, like plural, big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S, bees. That was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, away we go. Welcome in on a sunny... frigid.
It's cold.
Tuesday. Cold. Glad to have you all with us here. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schoeb has the week off. Nate Geary sitting in today and tomorrow. Glad to have him along for the ride here for a couple of days here. How you holding up?
Me, or are you talking to the people?
You.
Me, okay. I'm all right. I'm struggling through the third deep winter we're going through right now. Yeah. I told you before we came on, last week, it was like Tuesday, Wednesday of last week, if you reversed it a year before, I was golfing in February in Buffalo twice that week. So, yeah, anytime.
anytime
now.
I'm dreading the backyard. The dog.
Fair.
It's been... I mean, how long have we had a snow cover for? It's
my sister,
more than a month.
My sister's got two dogs, and she was, and she's pregnant, so she was like,
"It's just going to be
frozen
like,
poop."
The problem is it won't be frozen because you're not going to get to it until the thaw. So then it's going to be gross, runny, disgusting poop.
Ah.
And you know,
okay.
Twice a day for 6 weeks worth. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Yes, I do not. I haven't been taking my dog around the neighborhood on the icy covered sidewalks. So he's roughing it in the backyard, and that is going to be a nightmarish scene when it does present itself. I looked because you made this comment about a year ago last week, having played golf twice. March 5th was my first round of 2024 at Delaware Park.
It's
last
not
year,
good.
March 5th.
Let me tell you,
you're probably right.
It's not looking good for you.
Yeah. Even if it started melting right now, I think it would take a little while for everything to stabilize and things to come around. But anyway, we'll get there. You want to? We're going to get to reverse AFC power rankings. Fear not. We have appointed duties that need to be taken care of, so we will take care of that. Welcome back to our stream fans. We're back up and running here after missing, I guess, a total of three shows, the two morning shows, and yesterday's version of this show was not streaming, but we're back. So glad to have the chat room back up and running there, and I look forward to lots of banter about Sal's Italy trip. You want to make up injuries for Jake Sanderson? While we got a little time here before we get into reverse AFC power
rankings. Athlete's foot. I'm feeling like an athlete's foot.
Something. I mean, it's going to be conspicuous, but something has to happen here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just somebody's going to have to get a bug or something. That's plausible, right? There's been some flu going around this thing. Makar was sick, missed the first game against the U.S.
Yep.
So Quinn Hughes has been called in, like one of the best defensemen in the world, who was missing this tournament because of injury at the outset. But I guess he's okay now, so he's on his way to Boston. But he can't play unless somebody else gets hurt.
And again, not injured. Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got this. Yeah.
Do we have to show blood?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Although I do want to tell you that today I did feel like I had like a crazy flashback of the Jay McKee thing with Charlie McAvoy having an infection, and it's like, it's just an infection. It's not expected to be long. Yeah, okay, we've seen that one before.
Yeah, we've done that.
Sure, yeah.
We know all about that here.
Yes, yeah, right? Scar tissue.
I want to say thank you for reminding me of that, but no, you didn't need. I didn't even think of that. You didn't need to.
It immediately brought me back to Jay McKee.
That's very upsetting. Well, they're going to have to figure something out.
The Doug Janik era.
And I'm not here to complain about the rules. The rules are the rules. The roster construction. You know, can you tweak this and make it better? Maybe a little more flexibility. Sure, that would be good. But I'm trusting they'll find their way to some reason to get Quinn Hughes in the lineup on Thursday night when the U.S. and Canada play for the Four Nations Face-Off Tournament Championship. Do you we'll get lots of time. Do you care at all who wins?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I don't I love it. I can't wait. I'm excited. But
You're just excited for the actual product, not necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have a I mean, I guess I'd prefer the U.S. win instead of Canada, but like I don't know. I love Canada.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I find myself like rooting. It's not like rooting against Russia or something.
Sure. I guess I would fall under the category of thinking about, you know, the Olympics the last time that it mattered. There were NHL players in it. The connection for me was Ryan Miller was having.
Well, that's right. I definitely cared about that.
I cared a lot about that. Before there were any, like, Sabres players, even back when the Olympics were, I think, probably at its peak, right? When you've got the Medanos and the...
Mm-hmm.
I still found it, like, I'm going to root for the U.S. because it's Olympic time. But it's not the Olympics right now. It's just this awesome mid-season tournament. So I guess I'm not up for the – I know a lot of people really clung to the political aspect of it. People that have never really watched hockey before were like, wow, people – they hit and there's fights and people are chirping each other's national anthems. Okay. Listen, if for nothing else, the NHL found a way to create a little bit of buzz about their sport, which they haven't done in – ever. Yeah. So that itself, I think this tournament, even though short-lived, is going to, I think, do more for hockey and the display of the true stars in the league. Maybe it was you guys talking about this, it's been so long since I can remember watching all-star level teams play at that type of level. Like there was something on the line. And I yearn for competitive hockey more now. I'm like, this is awesome. I do like hockey. Wait. I don't. I'm not hate watching this.
We have to get to the reverse AFC power rankings by rule, but you've touched on a couple of very interesting things here, I think. One, Four Nations Face-Off. Okay, the trophy looks really cool, but like the Olympics would be different. Miller, 2010. The last time I did not have facial hair was because during the second intermission of the gold medal game in the 2010 Winter Olympics, I was plucking hairs out of my face during the second period, and it kind of started to hurt. But I was just like twirling whiskers and pulling them, and I thought, this is like getting close to like self-harm. I'm going to go shave.
Wait, you shaved in the intermission?
Yeah. Is that why they lost? I shaved my beard off. Going into the third period of the gold medal
what
game in 2010.
What is wrong with you?
I was hurting my face. Nate.
Okay, you could have lasted another half hour.
No, you could tell where he was at. He wasn't thinking that clearly. You could tell, yeah.
That is insanely selfish. I'm a superstitious guy. I think I've told you this.
I guess I didn't realize to this level.
That's selfish, what you did.
Yeah, the temperature in the room here changed dramatically when I just admitted that. The look on his face just now.
You definitely don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did.
Yeah.
So, you did. Yeah. That
would be like me changing my shirt during the second, like at halftime, after I did the halftime show.
But
of
I just cut it out. All right. Anyway. All right. I
learned a lot about you today. It's good.
I don't think it'll happen again. But having a guy, the goalie, right? That's your guy, right? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot there. This tournament, a bunch of the best players are former Sabres. So I mean, we've got that going for us,
which almost made me consider not wanting to watch it.
Some of the best players were almost Sabres, McDavid. But I don't have, Dahlin's on Sweden. He's coming home. You know, Joki Haru, Lukanen. I don't have a horse in the race, right?
Yeah.
It's really, unless I were going to root against Eichel, which I'm not going to do that.
Can't get there.
That would be dumb.
Yep.
So all those things sort of line up to being, I'm sort of passive about the outcome. And the Olympics will probably be different.
I think the Olympics will be different. I think this is a really good precursor. It's like a good little taste of, oh, yeah, like, all-star teams can be really fun. Watching the best,
right?
Like, absolute best players play is awesome.
Well, speaking of giving a taste, we've already hinted at it. Enough fooling around. Let's get to it. It's time for reverse AFC power rankings, which are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. We are official here for the 18th of February, 2025. 16.
Why don't you kick us off? Why don't you toss one into the ether?
Well, I'm going to say Cleveland. Because I don't really know where Cleveland is going, where Cleveland is headed. I like the coach. There's not a talentless roster, but they're, I think, at gunpoint going to end up trading Myles Garrett. And they still have a $96 million sinkhole with a quarterback with one leg.
And one arm.
Right.
Tough to have both of those things.
Right. And I just don't know what the plan is there. I feel like this year is just going to be like accumulate assets, hope we can fix things sooner rather than later, but... I don't know that this year is it. I mean, I guess they could go. Could they go sign Sam Darnold or something? Do they have the money to do that? They can't.
I don't know that they do. Like, if they end up like Cam Ward, and he's like a fun young, he ends up being, you know, this year's version of
Daniels
or Bo Nix, and all of a sudden they're. I just think they're in such a competitive division. They're 16. Browns.
Okay, Cleveland at 16. 15.
Tennessee.
Yeah. They're a lot like Cleveland. They just don't have the stain of employing Deshaun Watson.
I do think they're going to employ Aaron Rodgers here pretty soon, and that is nightmare fuel. Him in that uniform is gross.
Yeah, that's going to be
like...
He's
not going to play well, but the look of him in that uniform is going to be awful.
He definitely is... Somebody is definitely going to take him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, teams are desperate enough.
I think it's more likely to be the Rams, but yeah, I could see Tennessee being a team. So I think the Rams are going to trade Stafford.
Wow. Giants?
I should say wow. It's been speculated on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I can't.
I think they're just gonna do it. They gotta rip the Band-Aid off.
And like Aaron Rodgers is a stopgap?
Yeah. And then they're gonna try to accumulate their picks, move all the way up, get their guy next year. Seems risky, but Rodgers is cheap, and he's probably not. He'd probably be pretty good under McVay, to be honest. And I would hate it. It would be awesome. It'd be the worst pairing of all time. But great for entertainment.
Does McVay want to give up control of his team, though? Like that seems like a tough one for me.
I think that Rodgers would know he's not walking in there like he was in New York. There are 31 teams that would demand some respect.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the one where he knew that, you know, he'd be the man for right and wrong. And he was certainly something.
More on the Jets coming up at 4 o'clock when Dan nice Leberfeld, longtime Jets observer and writer, Jets Confidential, has been a regular guest of ours for many, many years on the Jets, at least twice a year, if not four times a year, a couple times in the offseason, a couple times during the season. Anyway, Dan will be with us at 4 to sort of get a roadmap of where the Jets may be going. 14, so Tennessee is at 15. 14, I'm going to say until further notice, the Raiders belong here. They also could maybe pull Aaron Rodgers into their boat if they'd like.
The bottom three feel pretty good. Like that, like any combination of those three, until one of them secures some quarterback at some point. I think those are your bottom feeders right now.
And the Raiders are in a weird spot because they're not even a top three pick. They're six. So they're not going to probably be there for Shador or Cam. And then all of a sudden it becomes, does Milroe impress at the combine enough for the physical traits to come out?
There it is.
Or
that, and you and Bulldog is hoping that's
he's,
the case.
He's hoping and praying.
Big
or
time.
Does Jackson Dart? Because he's kind of getting a little bit of
Jackson
yell
Dart
about
is, it's been the a, first it's been pick. A Jackson Dart week. I'm seeing some film, but I did – listen, there's some Jalen Milroe love out there over the weekend. So I believe me, that's not escaping my attention. All right, the Raiders are at 14. This is reverse AFC power rankings, ladies and gentlemen, powered by our friends at Empire Electric. 13. Suggestions,
the
ideas,
Jets.
New York the Jets. Jets. Okay. I'm just looking to get Pittsburgh, move Pittsburgh up the down.
Down the board.
Down the board.
Thank you. Because Mike is always like for two. This is 2 years running. Like Pittsburgh is in the teens.
Bottom, yeah,
like they're gonna
win nine games again.
Games. It's just like, what are we doing here? I love how this year. Should we make them 12? Pittsburgh, or is it too soon?
I kind of want to. I don't know what their quarterback position is, and I don't think they're gonna go for Darnold.
Too soon. Okay, we'll wait. We'll wait. I'll save it. 12. I'll say Jacksonville at 12.
Yes. I might say they probably should have gone already, but okay. I kind of forget about Jacksonville and their ineptitude.
coach came off
very weird.
Right?
Yep.
I'm okay to like push back on that just because coaches have come off as weird before and then hit. You know, Campbell hit
Adam Gase.
Weird. There's the negatives. But even Nick Sirianni came off as weird, and he still kind of stays weird, but
everybody
he makes it work.
Everybody kind of hates Sirianni, but he does
he makes
get
it
results.
Work. Yeah.
He does
get
results.
Campbell came off weird, but like in a crazy, endearing,
yes.
Neanderthalish
like
kind of way
yeah.
that, you know, it's totally been undone by his handling of the team and situations. Yeah,
he had more Gase vibes.
This Cohen guy was more Gase than it was. It was just Duval.
Never forget the eyebrow raising.
It was the eyebrow and the
eyebrow
raising. Yeah, it was.
What are we doing here?
It was.
I'm just trying to imagine that dude in front of a room of like 60 dudes, you know, a lecture hall, like laying it out there. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Again, because it's been a weird moment. You know, we all have them.
5 seconds really is why they are where they are in our reverse power
right.
ranking.
Okay, Jacksonville at 12, 11.
I'm still in Pittsburgh.
Can we pick someone else other than Pittsburgh here?
I mean, there are a number of teams left.
Justin Fields. You think he's going to lead them to 9 wins?
Here's the thing about Pittsburgh. I was going to say last turn, but now we're talking about Pittsburgh again. Only one space up. The board. Anyway, last year, around this time, wasn't it, the building can't decide whether to proceed with Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett. And then both, they blew that up and traded for Wilson and then, or signed Wilson and then traded for Justin Fields, like, within 24 hours of one another. So now today I saw a report. There's a divide in the building about whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, right? Tomlin wants Fields. Ownership prefers Russ. So I'm now expecting something completely off the board to happen in Pittsburgh because it's the same time. It's the same track as last year.
I would like to nominate someone that I think has an even worse quarterback situation. The Colts. And I don't think they're everything else around the quarterback is also worse than Pittsburgh. Give me Indy here instead of Pittsburgh for sure.
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
I'm respecting that.
Okay. I think we can go Pittsburgh here, though.
Pittsburgh at 10?
There we go. Yes. It's out of the teens. Still double digits. We're respecting Mike's, you know, hatred while also pressing the boundaries a little.
Okay, 9. We got to hustle. We screwed around too much at the beginning. Go figure. 9. I will say New England at 9.
Yeah, cap space and high pick can only get you so far.
Cap space established, like they have their franchise quarterback, but their coach is good. Like I think I like how I feel the Steelers are probably going to be good for 9 or 10 wins. I think there's a really good chance that Vrabel's floor is probably very similar to Tomlin's. I think they'll get 8 or 9 wins at a floor. And maybe
I wonder if the roster has so much
work to do
to make up for, but see, I'm thinking, could it be like Chargers with Harbaugh 1 year? But I think there was more there.
There was probably more there. I think the coach wasn't getting enough out of that roster.
Yeah.
So where are we at? 8 now.
New England's 9. So now we are at 8. Yes.
Dolphins.
Yeah. I think they are so quickly heading towards just an implosion. I know Tyreek Hill like walked his statement back, talking about how he spoke to his mom and she basically yelled at him. I get it.
I agree.
I think McDaniel kind of showed, too, how limited he is.
They're very close to
as a coach. Yeah. And they're built so poorly.
I'll watch that, too, from afar.
Speaking of the Dolphins, at 4:30 today, an old friend, a former Bills beat guy for ESPN.com, Marcel Louis-Jacques, will join us. That's at 4:30. A little AFC East today. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's almost like somebody planned this.
Just happened this
way. What a world. What a thing. Okay, 7. Who?
Chargers.
I'll listen to the Chargers here.
Chargers?
Sure. Yeah.
Chargers. 6? Is that where we're at?
Yes.
I'm going to go Bengals here. I need to see that defense actually get better. I need to see some improvement there.
I would have really probably liked to have the Bengals before the Chargers, but...
The
to your point,
Chargers have been written.
Bengals are here. Bengals have to be next. I think we probably kept the Bengals alive for too long. But
it's Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase there, man. That's the power. Zach Taylor might also be a bad coach.
I think he's not a good coach.
Are they going to keep all these guys?
No. They're going to keep Higgins. I think that's.
I don't think they're going to keep Higgins either.
Well, they're going to tag him.
Tag and trade.
They're going to tag, but I think they are. This is a good conversation for. They are towing a line of, we're going to be the first team to put two franchise tags on a wide receiver that doesn't probably really want to be here. He wants to go get paid. And they already don't pay players, and they already have, like, weirdly done some stuff in public with their best player. They are towing a line in Cincinnati of, we have a really good quarterback and people want to be here, and soon people are going to remember the franchise you are.
Yep.
They are towing that line. So, yeah, Bengals. 6-5. Houston?
I kind of want to go Denver.
Oh, that's right, Denver. Houston, I'd like to go Houston here. I think Denver's
on the right track.
I think they're moving.
I'm with you, Houston. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah, the weird Bobby Slowick thing.
Right.
Houston.
Those edge rushers are nice though.
No Tank Dell probably next year. Diggs is going to be gone. Their O line's a disaster. Yeah.
All right. Well, then Denver's got to.
Yep,
be
Denver.
Four, right?
Denver.
What is going on? It's a little wild to me that Denver's. They were 6 last week, 4 this week. What?
They're moving.
Hey, good for 40-year-old Bo Nix
right
moving.
There.
40. Wow. 3.
He can't access his 401k without penalty, so that's nice.
Buffalo here.
Chiefs. Who'd you pick?
I'm going to put the Chiefs here.
All right.
I didn't. Last week it went Buffalo, KC, Baltimore.
I did not like that.
I did not like that either. I don't really have a reason to put Buffalo below Kansas City.
I have no reason to put them below Baltimore.
Who's going to be 2? Buffalo's going to be 2?
No, I think Baltimore's going to be 2.
You're going to put the Bills 1?
I think so.
I went on the record. I said Buffalo 3.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I'm gonna say Buffalo 2 then.
I'll go Buffalo 2 then.
I can't in good conscience preside over a program that puts the Bills at the top spot.
Mike will not be nice to us next week.
I don't care about that. I just, you know, it's you know,
they beat
my name's on the sign.
They beat the Ravens pretty recently.
And the Chiefs beat the Bills.
They did, but
got you there a little bit.
I think it's how we all feel about where the Chiefs are and where they're going.
That might be right to the extent, too, where I feel like Baltimore is like just a sports psychiatrist away from being like 15-2 and running to the Super Bowl.
It is written. KC 3, Buffalo 2, Baltimore 1. All right, everybody, how'd we do? Reverse AFC Power Rankings again, powered by the nice folks at, Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician, visit EmpireElectricians.com. 803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary is in for Mike today and tomorrow. We can pick up on this Bengals conversation you were just hinting at. I want to get your thoughts on the pecking order with the Bills and contract extensions for guys that are now eligible. Certainly highlighted by the last week or so's worth of social media activity from a certain running back. We got a lot to get into with Nate. We haven't had time together since before the Bills lost to the Chiefs, if I remember correctly. Did we work? I think we worked together one day that week before the AFC title game, and then not since. So, a lot to pour over with Nate as we get up and rolling here on a Tuesday. Again, the number is 803-0550 if you'd like to join in. Plenty of room for you. Dan Lubberfeld on the Jets at 4. Marcel Louis-Jacques on the Dolphins at 4:30. In between, just us hanging out, talking some football and some hockey and probably some golf and bad TV shows all today here on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.